In 37 countries this week, thousands of performers, including R.E.M., Elton John, and the Boston Symphony, are giving concerts in honor of Daniel Pearl. The Wall Street Journal correspondent was kidnapped and murdered by terrorists in Pakistan in 2002. His mother, Ruth Pearl, shares this essay about how music was always a source of hope for her son.
The last time I saw my son, Danny, he was walking away from me carrying his violin on his shoulder. He had traveled all the way from Mumbai, India to Van Nuys, California, for a reunion of the youth orchestra with which he played as a child. That memory I have of Danny is the essence of who he was. Music meant so much to him from the time he was a small boy. When he was four, he learned to read music before he could read words. I don't remember him ever traveling without his mandolin or violin. When he went off to college, he didn't know Stanford didn't supply bedding in the dorms. So the first night, he used his violin case as a pillow. My son lived a life that knew no geographical boundaries, and he had a spirit that knew no prejudice. Danny performed with community orchestras, taught violin to disadvantaged children, played with folk, jazz, and bluegrass bands, and jammed with friends and strangers in every city where he lived. At his wedding, his musician friends created an international jam session that lasted 2 days, ranging from jazz quartets to Bach duets. Danny recognized the power of music and used it to make friends and bridge cultural differences. After Danny's murder, it was overwhelming to be thrust into the world spotlight for such a horrific reason. There were so many emotions to deal with. After Danny's funeral, we were talking about his upcoming 39th birthday and how we could get through it. His younger sister, Michelle, said, "I know what Danny would have done. He would have had a jam session with his friends." One of Danny's friends from Paris, George Pelivanian, was scheduled to lead the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra on the very day he heard of Danny's death. He was deeply troubled by the news, and he was initially reluctant to perform that night. But then he decided to defy the terrorists the only way he knew how, by dedicating the concert to Danny. It was an emotional and triumphant concert, ending with 15 minutes of sustained applause. Later, George told us, "As the orchestra played Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, I finally understood the triumph of hope over despair." Those combined ideas, Danny's passion for music and the power of music to bring hope out of despair, led us to believe some good might come out of our private pain. We came up with the Daniel Pearl Music Day, now a week long of international performances of every genre, from hip-hop and bluegrass to classical and world music, dedicated to the ideals that our son stood for. Through Music Day, we are building a legacy of hope that extends beyond one family's grief. In the 2.5 years since Danny's murder, the world's eyes have been bombarded with unprecedented images of exhibition killings, violence, and cruelty. Our faith in the survival of civilized society has repeatedly been challenged. But at the same time, my family has been humbled by the support of people all over the world, standing with us to defeat the hatred that took our son's life and embrace the ideals for which he stood. Honesty, respect for differences, kindness and generosity, humor, and above all, the love of humanity.
Ruth Pearl is the mother of Daniel Pearl and an officer of the Daniel Pearl Foundation. More information on Daniel Pearl Music Day concerts is at npr.org.